and gentlemen, welcome to the Altel Arena, and welcome to Sunday Superstar! Tonight's card is sponsored by the WWA and eWrestling.org, the place that coined the braces, enjoy the brutality, and simply the best. Our opening bout is a semi-final qualifier in the WWA Tournament of Death. The winner of this contest will go on to the finals that will be held on April 1st. And this person will have a shot at becoming WWA's Triple Extreme Champion.
This week, we learned from Matt Fury that he has some very serious history with our WWA Heavyweight Champion, The Spectre. And that history breeds anger. It breeds disdain and disgust for how Matt Fury feels about The Spectre. From what I gather, Matt Fury's fury is going to be directly directed at the Spectre somewhere in the near future. Folks, when these two men get into the ring, we're going to be treated to one of the greatest matches in WWA history.
Already in the ring, he's making his WWA debut, and he hails from Newark, New Jersey, standing 6'3" tall. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bad Boy Randy Acorn.
You know, folks, I'm still out to lunch. I'm Randy Acorn. Acorn took a serious beating by Org Lambert last week during his match. And during that match, Randy Acorn, although he got beaten up, he did prove to me at least that he was capable of competing here in WWA against some of the best in the business. Whether Randy Acorn or not is prepared for the brutality of this deathmatch tournament, I'm just not sure. But if Randy Acorn wants to be great, if he wants to really climb the ladder of success here in WWA, he's going to have to start right here and right now with this match that's in front of him. And speaking of a man who's been in great matches and who's done it all, here comes our general manager.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that Mr. Righteous would like you all to get off your fat and out of shape asses and bow down for your Messiah, for he has come as it was written. Parting the curtains, he needs no introduction the world over. Ladies and gentlemen, he is WWA's general manager, and he is a former multi-time WWA and eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He goes by the name of the Messiah. WWA is proud to present to you, Rick Righteous!
I spoke to Rick Righteous right before this show started, and I asked Rick a very simple question. Why in the world would he enter a tournament like this? I mean, I'm certainly no Rick Righteous fan, but when I think of Rick Righteous, I think of him as a pure wrestler and not someone who's going to bleed buckets on each and every card. Look, there is nothing wrong with this Triple X division, and I believe it just might be one of the best in the business if given a chance, but when Rick Righteous books himself in a match like this just so that he can season the rookies, well, Rick, I'm sorry, but that's just you being a complete dick. As Rick Righteous enters a squared circle, ring announcer Michael Stuffer is ready to introduce our final competitor for this contest.
And finally, about to enter the ring, he hails from Georgetown, Texas, and weighed in tonight at 285 pounds. This 6'6" veteran is called the Hitman, but we know him as Matt Fury!
God, what in the God, holy hell, running down the aisle with a live chainsaw in his hand is Matt Fury, and look at Rick Righteous's face. I don't think Righteous was prepared for Fury to come down the aisle with a chainsaw, and Acorn has moved behind the referee, and good Lord Almighty, Fury is now entering the squared circle with the chainsaw revving at 100 miles an hour. Fury swings in Rick's direction with the champion ducks, and Fury goes after Acorn, but Acorn bails under the bar rope, tossing the referee onto the canvas, and will somebody get out here before Matt Fury also appears to have stolen. Maybe Fury was too cheap to put gas in it. The referee is now struggling with Matt Fury for control over the sun. Oh, from the side, it's Randy Acorn with a pinpoint crescent kick to the head that sends a hitman face first into the logo in Ric Flair-like fashion. And thank God the referee has now taken hold of the chainsaw and throwing it out of the ring. I think somebody forgot to tell Matt Fury that people aren't supposed to actually die in these death matches. Picking Fury up from his back, Matt is quick to rake the eyes of Randy Acorn and tossing the rookie into the corner with the thud. Fury follows up with a flying clothesline, and hey, Rick, what are you doing? Hey, you can't sit by me. Resting? You can't rest during your... Hey, get in there! No, I don't know what that is. I'm not cleaning up anything. What if it's hyena piss? Look, stop distracting me. I'm trying to call a match. Inside the ring, folks, Randy Acorn has gotten himself in more trouble. And look at Fury slamming his head into the turnbuckle with ruthless aggression. Fury points to the opposite side of the corner and pulling Acorn off ropes. Randy reverses the Irish whip over to Logan. Oh! Fury hits a turnbuckle with force. Randy Acorn shakes out the cobwebs and charging in. There goes Matt Fury up and over the top ropes and down onto the concrete floor. Wow, what a clothesline by Randy Acorn. Directing the cameraman out of his way, here comes Randy Acorn down onto the floor and scooping Fury up back up onto his feet. Acorn slams Matt into my announcer's table, and there goes the general manager, Rick Righteous, of course, casually walking away from all the action. Hey, that's my monitor. What are you doing? Fans, Randy Acorn has pulled the monitors out of the table, and I need to get the hell out of here. Hey, that's my water. Oh, Randy Acorn just bounced my water bottle off the top of the head of the dazed Matt Fury. I've lost my microphone, and my God, Fury can take no more. Both men move away from my announcer's table, and Fury returns fire with a pair of hard knife edge chops to the chest of Randy Acorn, but Acorn delivers a thumb to the eye, stopping Matt Fury dead in his tracks. Rolling Matt Fury back into the ring, here comes Randy Acorn under the bottom ropes, and hard kick to the head of Fury by Acorn, and lifting Fury back into the corner. Acorn slams his head again into the turnbuckle for a second time, slumping into the corner, flat on his ass. Fury looks up and is greeted with a hard boot to the face. Again, it's mud hole time, and I don't believe this. Rick Righteous has just ordered himself a bag of WWA Spectre popcorn. You know what, Righteous? You're a disgrace to this match and the deathmatch tournament. Come on, these guys are killing themselves in there, and you're eating popcorn? Fury digs deep and fires off a chop into Acorn's chest, but Acorn returns fire. Randy Acorn will not give up the offense in this bout. Fury pounds his fist hard across the jawline of Randy Acorn, but Acorn once again breaks the eyes countering and blinding the hitman. Folks, Randy Acorn looks fantastic. He's a completely different wrestler from who we saw last month inside this ring. But don't count Matt Fury out. I've seen him wrestle before in other federations, and this guy does have some stamina. Irish whip on Fury by Acorn, but Fury reverses the hold, sending Acorn into the ropes. Off the nylon and back into the center of the ring. Here comes Randy Acorn. Down goes Randy Acorn, courtesy of a Matt Fury high knee. And you see what I was just telling you, folks? You just cannot count Matt Fury out of any contest until the fat lady has sung. Acorn stumbles to his feet, and Fury misses with a wild clothesline, and wrapping his arms around the waist of Fury, up and across Randy Acorn's knee goes a hitman, and what an atomic drop! Hard boot to Fury's head stuns the veteran, and my God, why is Randy Acorn exiting the ring? Where are you going, Randy? Randy Acorn is pulling out a table from under the ring. My God! What a surprise baseball slide by Matt Fury, and it drives the table into Randy Acorn's chest. And did you see Acorn bounce off the steel railing? My God, what a move by Fury. Under the ropes goes Matt Fury, and rolling Randy Acorn back into the ring. Why is Fury stopping? Fury is going underneath the ring. Oh, my God. He's got a trash can full of extreme weapons, and there they go. Over the top rope and into the ring. Hey, Righteous. Hey, you know you can get in this match anytime now. That's right. Hey, read between what fingers? Oh, yeah, that's real mature. That's real mature, Rick. Apparently, Matt Fury isn't done with the weapons because he just tossed a larger ladder and entering the ring through the ropes. The hitman now has a 4-foot stepping stool in hand. Slamming the metal stool into Acorn's head. I have a feeling Matt Fury is about to get extreme. Pulling the larger ladder from the canvas, Fury takes a running start and barreling into Acorn. Down goes Randy and folks, Randy Acorn appears to be in a ton of pain. You know, there is something I've just noticed, folks. When the action was purely wrestling, it was Acorn who held the advantage from the opening bell. But as soon as the Hitman took to this hardcore style, the tide has turned in favor of Matt Fury. Jamming the trash can into the corner, Fury collects Randy Acorn from the center of the ring and sending him into the corner. Oh! Acorn collides with the trash can. And did you hear that sick, sadistic thud? And down onto the mat goes Acorn. And my God, no. What is that, a coping saw? Fury, no, no. Rick, stop him. He's got a coping saw. Jamming the blade onto Randy Acorn's forehead and pressing it into his skin. Fury pulls away. Oh, my God. Stop the match. Randy Acorn is now gushing blood. Fury now tosses the saw to the side and digging back into the trash can. You have to be kidding me. Is Fury, he's wrapping his fist with the chain, folks. And down across the blood-covered face of Randy Acorn with a fistful of steel. Matt Fury, my God, these death matches are sick. Fury again wraps the chain even bigger and he's pounding it against Randy Acorn's open wound. Again, 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 Randy Acorn is covered in blood and now Fury is wrapping the chain around Randy Acorn's neck and squeezing the legs tighter and tighter. Can you see the blood now pulsing from what has to be a 3-inch gash that has just opened up across the forehead of Randy Acorn, tossing Randy over the top ropes with the chain still around his neck. My God, Matt Fury is trying to hang Randy Acorn. On the outside is Rick Righteous looking on like a proud father. Rick Righteous has done absolutely nothing in this contest but sit by me, eat popcorn, and drink soda. I mean, you're a disgrace, Righteous. You are. And I'm not afraid to get fired. You're a disgrace to this match. Randy Acorn is bleeding buckets for WWA. Is this how you set an example? Fury releases the chains and Acorn falls from his hangman position down onto the concrete floor. And here comes Matt Fury through the ropes and down by my announcer's table. Hey, Fury. Hey, don't pull those railings apart. There are people in the crowd. Security is now clearing the crowd away and out of their seats. And oh, my Lord. There goes Randy Acorn into a sea of empty chairs, head over heel. And Acorn staggers upwards with blood caked all over his face and in his hair. Clothesline from hell topples a very injured Randy Acorn down once again. And Matt Fury doesn't seem to be stopping. Fury's got a frying pan. Oh, he just smashed it against the head of Randy Acorn. And now he's dragging Acorn from the metal rubble. Fury rolls Randy back into the bloodstained ring and pulling Acorn up by his head. Oh, Randy just slumped Fury across the face with the chain that was still wrapped around his neck. And I think, oh my God, Fury's out cold. Randy Acorn is now pulling the chain over his neck and he has had enough. Acorn is now setting up a table inside the ring. And is this kid serious? Has Randy Acorn now wrapped his leg in barbed wire? Acorn is telling the crowd he's going to decapitate Matt Fury. And this kid has to be nuts. Believe it or not, Randy Acorn has now opened a 10-foot ladder. And I don't know how he's doing it, but Randy Acorn is climbing to the top. If Acorn hits his guillotine leg drop, it's totally over. This might be the last time we ever see Matt Fury in a WWA ring. Now at the top of the ladder, Acorn makes a sign of a cross. Oh my God! Rick Righteous just pulled Matt Fury off the table. And did you see Randy Acorn hit the ring with that sick, sadistic thud? Righteous now topples the ladder onto Fury and he's making the cover on Acorn. One, two, this is both. No, kick out by Randy Acorn and Righteous is completely shocked. Fury has tossed the ladder off his body and Matt Fury has a cheese grater. He's begging for Righteous to turn around and so is the rest of the All-Tel Arena. Here comes the pain. No, Righteous ducks the grater to the face. Boot to the stomach of an extremely exhausted Matt Fury. Right Musada stands him down to the canvas like a sack of dirt. Acorn doesn't know that it's a cover. One, two, three, I think I'm gonna be sick. Rick Righteous, who did little or nothing during this match, is gonna head into the finals of the Triple Extreme Deathmatch Tournament.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest by pinfall and our first finalist in the Triple Extreme Deathmatch Tournament, WWE's General Manager, the Messiah, Rick Righteous.
You know, know, folks, what else can you say to a guy like Randy Acorn and a tremendous competitor like Matt Fury other than this is so wrong on so many levels? You know, it's not even funny. Here you have Matt Fury, who showed that he was probably one of the best hardcore wrestlers here on our roster, and he comes out with no win. Then you have Randy Acorn, who probably bled more during this match than an entire WWE roster does in an entire card, and Acorn walks away with nothing. Together, Acorn and Fury took all the risks, but in the end, it was the man who hates extreme wrestling who advances to the finals? None of this makes sense, and I can only say this to Rick Righteous. I hope that you win the Triple Extreme Championship. That's right, Rick. I hope you win, because let me tell you something. This division, these guys aren't human. Be prepared to be scarred up, Rick. Be prepared to have that great face of yours all uglied up. Be prepared to bleed like you've never bled before, Rick Righteous, because your days of being a good-looking guy are numbered. We have to take a commercial break, but when we return, it's going to be the second match in the Tournament of Death. But this time, it's going to be Mike Johnson going one-on-one with the drunken bastard, Billy Ray. We'll see you in a few.